Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. It's your host, Santiago Brito, here on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. Today's episode is called The Power to Choose What I Want. I made this episode because recently I've been very proud of myself. I noticed a behavior change. You know, like usually I was somebody who, let's go, sometimes you don't realize that you fold to certain pressures, even like friend pressure, peer pressure, and I've learned to become somebody that I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to do what somebody else wants. And it's not that anybody wants something from me, but like I have come to the understanding that, there was a lot of times in my past where it was like, come on, let's go, or come on, let's go out, or come on, come do this with me. And I'm not there anymore. Like, I see people that hit me up that got love for me, and I got a lot of love for them. It's not that I don't have love for them, but I'm able to choose what I want at the time, because sometimes, your inner guidance is trying to tell you something or trying to show you something, and you're not able to see it, Like, recently, I was heading to a certain destination, and I needed to pay for something through the bank, through my phone. And man, out of nowhere, my bank is like flagged for fraud. I'm like, first thing comes to my mind, what comes to anybody's mind? What the fuck? But then, I stopped for a minute, and I was just like, what if this has happened for a reason? What if I'm supposed to make this decision instead of trying to force this one? And it was like so liberating, because I felt like that's exactly what I was supposed to do. Because then when I decided to shift my mind and do something else, like that something else flowed. I didn't have to push. I didn't have to like fight. It was like, and I think a lot of times the power to choose what you want, you know what you have to do. You know the decision you have to make in certain situations. It could be friends inviting you, could be to invest in something, could be to buy something, and you'll see these obstacles, and sometimes these obstacles are seen as like, I gotta get through them, or I gotta get over them. But I finally learned to pivot. It was something that, it's something that I always pray for and ask for, like for that clarity, to be able to see the signs and understand, be able to stop and see them, and pivot. And pivot means like, and just move to something else, because I could have easily send my day to hell and like, oh, fuck, why is this shit happening? I could have been there, but I wasn't there. I was more like, it is what it is. Let me see what is it that this is trying to show me, or what direction this is trying to take me on. And I think a lot of us can learn from that to pivot in another direction. Sometimes you're going in one way and sometimes sometimes you're so focused, right? Like, you could be so focused. Like, sometimes I'll be so focused, like, week in, week out, and people will invite me out, my cousin will call me, I love him, and I'm just not there, and it's like I've reached a point in my life where I'm just not comfortable with the average, and since I'm not comfortable with the average, I'm like working myself to get up out of that situation, and like trying to figure it out, and I'm choosing what I want, man. Like, I see a life for me, and I'm choosing that. I don't care about anything else anymore. It doesn't fill me. I don't like drinking. I don't like doing drugs. I don't like doing anything anymore except fucking seeing this thing come to fruition. And I think a lot of us get there and take a pit stop or go off the side of the road or not be able to see that your mission is not being deterred, it's being completed, but maybe you gotta go about it this way. And that comes with the power of choosing what you want. A lot of us that are driven, I don't know about, anybody else who's not, but like if you're driven, there's a goal that you see for yourself. And that goal is sometimes clear, sometimes it's not clear, but sometimes you're not there. And I think me, sometimes I fall victim to that, I wanna distract myself because that goal is making me so anxious and has my anxiety so riled up that I need to find a way to calm myself down. I need to find a way to let go of it. And I think that I've learned to not do that, where I'm distracting myself or trying to numb myself to my goal or my anxiety. I'm trying to understand the anxiety and see where I can apply action to at least make an extension, an arm extension towards that goal, if that makes sense. And those goals are really, you know, what's driving me right now. And I see the changes. I see the things happening. I see things in motion, you know, and I'm not, you know, where I want to be, but I'm not where I was, you know. And I wonder if there will be a time in life where I do get where I want to be, and how would it feel, you know. Like, I read a lot of books about spirituality, and they say, like, you gotta understand that you are where you need to be right now. And for me, sometimes that's hard because, you know, like, I'm grateful. I'm exactly where I need to be. That's right. But it's not where I want to be, and it's not where I want to stay. And that's what every day I wake up early, because that's what I want to change. But I also question that. Like, what is it that I really want to change? Is the success that I'm going for going to change anything? Am I truly happy where I am right now, or do I think that my happiness is somewhere in the future? And that's also an issue. And man, this is confusing even saying it on the podcast. But is a reality that I dwell with, is a reality that I try to understand, you know. And I'm learning. I think we all are learning, and I just try to continue to be consistent and love myself as much as possible, and understand that everything happens for a reason, and that things are happening through divine timing. And sometimes it gets me down, because I feel like I've been sat down for real, and like I'm back up, and I'm like I'm trying to climb Mount Everest tomorrow. Trying to climb Mount Everest yesterday, and it gives me anxiety. But like, I'm not somebody to like numb the anxiety. I'm trying to channel that anxiety. And what can I do, and how can I get closer? How can I focus more? And maybe this is the focus and the things that are needed to accomplish things. And I see more pleasure in the work and the accomplishing and the learning and figuring things out than I think a destination that will be like idle time. That's why I say, like, I don't think I'll ever retire. I think I'll stop being in production, but I think I'll always be doing something. I'll always be trying to learn something new and grow in some way. I always ask God for a mind that's fluid, where I can learn something new from my kids, from some new information, and be able to like say, you know, maybe that's right and adapted in my life. And you know, I think one of the first steps is that, the power to choose what I want. So if you're out there and you're listening to this, and sometimes you don't, you know, you might have direction, you want to go somewhere, you want to do something, and it's not where you want to be, or it's not what you know, envision for yourself, I would say the first step is to know what you want, and the second step is to choose it every time, because you'll never be disappointed with it. No, I've chosen to put in work time after time, and sometimes it's, but then sometimes I'm like, yo, thank God I've never given up, because I see how it takes care of me. It's like I've been putting in the energy for so many years, and I see it carrying me along. So yeah, man, thank you for listening to the I Will podcast. And don't forget about the power to choose what you want all the time.